Preparing for Baptism, Essential Teachings of the Christian Faith and Ethics. Compiler and editor, Vitaly Boyka. Reading to you today, David Moroshin. Doctrine about Church. Statement of Faith. We believe that the Church is the gathering of born-again believers who were redeemed by Christ and connected to His body through the baptism of the Holy Spirit. These believers are found both on earth and in heaven. The Creator and Head of the Church is Jesus Christ. The Universal Church is composed of born-again people from all nations and generations. From the day of Pentecost to the moment of the rapture of the Church, all who have believed and will believe are united by one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. The local church is the assembly of believers who live in one location and are connected by the same confession of faith, are united for service to God and each other, and gather for the preaching of the gospel. The local church is an integral part of the universal church. Therefore, each Christian must be a member of the local church, attend services regularly, and participate in its ministry. The church's most authoritative body is the membership meeting. Church ministers. We believe that the church should have order and government in accordance with the scriptures. For this purpose, the Lord calls and installs ministers through the election and calling of the church. When a minister is installed for the office to be a presbyter, same as a pastor or bishop or deacon, ordination is performed by laying on of hands. Only men who fulfill the qualifications in scriptures can occupy these offices. The church and the pastors who lay hands on the candidate recognize that he is worthy to receive the office of a minister of the New Testament church and is endowed with rights, responsibilities, and authority thereof. Pastors' responsibilities include teaching God's word, performing ordinances, shepherding the flock or soul care, and leading the church. Deacons are called to help pastors in their ministry. Their main responsibilities involve the financial and material aspects of the church activities and act of benevolence. Deacons, by pastor's assignment, have the right to perform any ordinances except ordaining ministers and praying over the sick with anointing oil. Church ministers may be supported financially by the church. Church discipline. Church members should walk in obedience and faithfulness to the Lord by keeping themselves from sin, by living in peace and mutual love with each other, and keeping the unity of the church according to the teaching of Jesus Christ. To preserve purity and order in the church, the following measures of church discipline exist: admonition, reproof, rebuke, and excommunication. Excommunication from the local church can be applied in the following cases: when one falls away from the faith in God, strays into heresy, or commits and abides in sin. The church receives back excommunicated members after they repent, leave their sin, and show fruits of repentance. What is the church? The church is a gathering of believers who have been born again and redeemed by Christ. They belong to the body of Christ through baptism of the Holy Spirit. Who founded the church? The church was founded by Jesus Christ. "I will build my church," are the words of Jesus written in Matthew chapter 16, verses 16 through 18. When was the church founded? Historically, this occurred on the day of Pentecost, after the descent of the Holy Spirit. The Universal and Local Churches. The Universal Church, it consists of all who have been redeemed by the blood of Christ through all time and from every nation. The Universal Church consists of all local churches. It consists of all deceased and all living believers born from above. Local churches. A true child of God will necessarily be a member of the local church. A true member of the church will attend church services, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, written in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. One of the most important parts of the Christian life is vital fellowship with other Christians, which cannot be completely replaced by listening to or viewing the video recordings of church services. One who loves the Lord and who fears Him will try not to be late for church services and will behave appropriately during the service. To what is the church likened in the Holy Scriptures? Church as the body of Christ. Christ is the head. He governs. He gives gifts, talents for service or worship. He established rules and laws. Church as the flock. Christ is the good shepherd. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters, as written in Psalm 23, verse 2. I will seek what was lost and bring back what was driven away, bind up the broken and strengthen what was sick. Ezekiel chapter 34, verses 15 and 16. Church as the temple of God. Christ is the cornerstone of this structure. This temple is built of living stones, or in other words, believers. Church as the bride of Christ. Christ is the groom of the church. Christ is preparing the church to meet Him. He is purifying and sanctifying her. He walks amongst the church and watches. The bride must be obedient to her groom, Christ. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Functions of the church. The New Testament church has five main functions, which are dictated by the Great Commission: evangelism, discipleship, fellowship, service to others, and worship of God. These functions are drawn from Acts chapter 2, verses 42 through verse 47. As believers, we must fulfill these five functions, both in our personal lives and in the church's activities, in order to fulfill the calling of Christ. Number 1, evangelism. The Bible urges obedience to Christ in the work of spreading the gospel. Number 2, discipleship is a process that begins at salvation and lasts a lifetime. Fellowship with other believers contributes to the process of discipleship as believers spur one another to growth and maturity. Number 3, communion of believers. God wants His children to work together in unity and sincere love of the brethren. Sincere communication destroys disunity in order to build unity. Number 4, service. Believers discover and use their spiritual gifts and abilities in order to serve others in the name of Jesus Christ. Service is the natural outflow of discipleship in the process of Christian growth and maturity. Number 5, worship. Worshiping God is the result of knowing God and loving Him in spirit and truth. Necessary steps for becoming a member of the church. Number 1, repentance. Repent, therefore, and be converted that your sins may be blotted out. Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Number 2, belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent and believe in the gospel. Mark chapter 1, verse 15. Number 3, new birth. Jesus answered and said to him, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." John chapter 3, verse 3. Number 4, water baptism. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. Number 5, faithfulness to the teaching of the Word of God. and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in prayers. Acts chapter 2, verse 42. The conduct and life of church members. Show love to others. By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. John chapter 13, verse 35. Relate respectfully with church members. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor giving preference to one another. Romans chapter 12, verse 10. Do not lie. Therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25. In anger, do not sin. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 26 and 27. Do not steal. Let him who stole steal no longer. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 28. Cease unwholesome speech. Speak only good. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. Put off everything that hurts or harms others. Forgive and be kind to one another. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 31 through 32. Dress modestly. In everything, show in yourself a pattern of good deeds. Titus chapter 2, verse 7. In order also that the wives, in a decent garment, with modesty and chastity, adorn themselves not with weaving hair, not with gold or with pearls, with many valuable garments. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 9. Put off sin, stumbling blocks, and worldly habits. I will set nothing wicked before my eyes. Psalm 101, verse 3. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12. All things are lawful for me, but not all things edify. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 23. Church members should avoid everything that can bring us under the power, everything that's not helpful and does not edify. Alcohol, tobacco, drugs, and pornography, all of these cause addiction and lead to sin. Church members should refrain completely from these things. Non-Christian movies, music, and electronic games carry worldly values. They offend God and the Holy Spirit. They waste our time. They distract us from reading the Word of God and may also lead to dependence. Church discipline. God is a God of structure and order. He has set up rules, regulations, and statutes in the church. Members of the church are obliged to follow these rules and statutes. Those who do not follow will be held accountable and even disciplined by the church. The scriptures outline disciplinary procedures for the church to follow. Admonition. That means to persuade, to urge, counsel, advise, and convince. Also, confrontation. That's a face-to-face meeting to expose the issue. Moreover, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 and 8 through 18. Rebuke or reprimand. Express sharp disapproval or criticism of someone's behavior or actions. Those who are sinning, rebuke in the presence of all, that the rest also may fear. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 20. These people cannot participate in communion and at members' meetings. Excommunication from the church. This is the last resort in case of an individual who fails to repent or correct his or her ways after all attempts to exhort, rebuke, and restore. Excommunication is only for a spiritually dead person. Let that person be as a Gentile, in other words, an unbeliever, written in Matthew chapter 18, verse 18. Ministers of the church. The Lord appointed ministers, pastors, and deacons. They are elected by the congregation and ordained to serve the church. Pastor, presbyter, or bishop. He is an appointed leader of a local church and must keep good order and discipline in the body, must also guard against heresies and preach the sound teaching of the Word of God. Deacons. They have financial, material, and organizational responsibilities. Deacons help pastors to conduct the communion service and assist with water baptism. They also visit church members and perform other tasks in the church. Attitude toward the ministers. Scripture teaches that every church member should obey the ministers. Obey those who rule over you and be submissive. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17. Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5. Respect them. Let the elders who rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in the word and doctrine. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 17. Pray for them. Brethren, pray for us. Written in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 1. Maintain the unity of the church. Now I urge you, brethren, note those who cause divisions and offenses, contrary to the doctrine which you learned, and avoid them. Romans chapter 16, verse 17. Key verse. I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18.